Stardust Power, we're developing a critical piece of American national infrastructure focused on lithium processing. Lithium, a critical component in batteries and the electrification of the global economy, is a national security priority. To start producing this in America, a sector that's dominated by foreign entities of concern. So we're really focused on creating battery lithium carbonate, battery grade lithium carbonate. We're building a large centrally located facility in Muskogee, Oklahoma, that has a nameplate capacity of 50,000 tons per annum of battery grade lithium carbonate. Happy to report that we are now fully permitted for construction and commissioning. We announced earlier this week that we received our miner source air permit from the regulatory authority in Oklahoma. Really speaking to how sustainable our operation is, largely electric trains, little emission. We were previously notified that because we're not creating water discharge, water emission, we do not need a water permit. We're recycling our feedstock in a closed loop system and coupling that with zero liquid discharge technology, so we're not creating water emission. And, you know, we don't need to draw upon a lot of municipal waterway system, water systems. Instead, we recycle, and we already have our storm water and maintenance and construction permit. So with all of these, we're ready to move forward.
Good day, everybody. Today we have Roshan Pujari, founder and CEO Stardust Power, and I believe you trade on the NASDAQ. But Roshan, if you can start off with your ticker and website in case people want to look you guys up.
Sure. And first, Steve, great to be with you today on Natural Resource Stocks. Thanks for having me on. I'm Roshan Pujari, the CEO and founder of Stardust Power. We trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SDST, and our website is stardust-power.com.
Roshan, yeah, thanks for coming on here. I reached out to you because we found your company intriguing in different ways. Wanted to see if you can help me as a potential investor for our listeners. I am not currently an investor, although that may change. Stardust Power has not paid for this interview and is not currently a sponsor, although that may change. I wanted you guys to do your own due diligence. I am not giving investment advice. Having said that, Roshan, I find your company intriguing. If you can just give me the quick 30-second overview of Stardust Power, where is the project, what stage it's in, and why it matters.
Yeah, thank you. And at Stardust Power, we're developing a critical piece of American national infrastructure focused on lithium processing. Lithium, a critical component in batteries and the electrification of the global economy, is a national security priority. To start producing this in America, a sector that's dominated by foreign entities of concern. So we're really focused on creating battery lithium carbonate, battery grade lithium carbonate. We're building a large centrally located facility in Muskogee, Oklahoma, that has a nameplate capacity of 50,000 tons per annum of battery grade lithium carbonate.
Well, Roshan, you founded the company and, you know, you chose lithium. I don't know what your background is in terms of what else you've done. I'd love to ask you about that. But my first and foremost twofold question is this. Why lithium? What was it about lithium that, you know, genuinely excited you? And, you know, why did you think the market still underestimated the opportunity here? And then two, why Stardust Power? What was the original vision? And if you can, you know, tell me what success looks like for you as you think about Stardust Power and where you want to go, take it from here.
Yeah. So, you know, my background is as an entrepreneur and an investor. I'm also the founder of Acasa Capital Boutique Investment Firm. And we've started looking at the lithium space in 2018. And that's when I started working with Stardust Power co-founder and chief technical officer, Pablo Cortegoso. He was our advisor while he was at SRK. Pablo is one of the leading voices in lithium globally. And so at Vicasa, we made multiple investments into the space. And what we saw was this. You know, we all know how important lithium is. The global economy is becoming more and more dependent on batteries from anything from electric vehicles, but also energy storage systems, the kind that are so important now for AI and data centers. And what we saw was that America is blessed with a lot of natural resources, potentially the fourth largest lithium reserves in the world, but the critical gap in the supply chain was processing capacity. And that's how China is able to effectuate its stranglehold on the global lithium market by controlling up to 86% of lithium processing. So we founded Stardust Power to address this gap in the supply chain. So what we're doing, as mentioned, is building this large central refinery, and we're optimizing it for multiple sources of lithium chloride inputs derived from lithium brine sources. So we wouldn't be dependent on a single asset, and we could scale, we could aggregate supply and scale manufacturing. It's highly unlikely that America builds 40, 50, 100 lithium refineries all across the country. We see the market moving towards the oil and gas market, where you have upstream production and centralized refinery. So, you know, we are laser focused on developing and building our project in Muskogee, Oklahoma. And, you know, success for us is getting that commissioned, which is the next steps for us is to conclude project finance and then move to the construction phase. And we look forward to commissioning this facility thereafter.
So could you give us some important timelines, milestones of what you have planned? And if you can tell me how much cash you have and if you're able to, how far does it take you, the funding?
Right. So, you know, in development businesses, milestones are really important. And we've been executing on milestones at a really aggressive manner. So starting off, we own our site outright in Muskogee, Oklahoma, 66 acres with a ROFR on additional 40. We've done all the due diligence confirming it's an ideal spot for our lithium refinery from environmental, from cultural, from geotechnical. We've completed our FEED engineering, culminating in a FEL-3 engineering study provided by Primero USA, a leading EPC in this space. And we've also provided an independent engineer report, so an independent technical evaluation of our project from Black & Veatch, another leading EPC, confirming our estimates and assumptions. And happy to report that we are now fully permitted for construction and commissioning. We announced earlier this week that we received our miner source air permit from the regulatory authority in Oklahoma, really speaking to how sustainable our operation is, largely electric trains, little emission. We were previously notified that because we're not creating water discharge, water emission, we do not need a water permit. We're recycling our feedstock in a closed loop system and coupling that with zero liquid discharge technology, so we're not creating water emission. And, you know, we don't need to draw upon a lot of municipal waterway system, water systems. Instead, we recycle. And we already have our storm water and maintenance and construction permit. So with all of these, we're ready to move forward. So now the next step for us is working with our strategic partners, working with our lead financial advisors to conclude the project finance from both an equity and debt perspective and continue construction. We'll continue de-risking the project as we move through the process and engage in major construction. You mentioned—
So you talked—
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Please, no, please.
Yeah, you mentioned our cash position. I refer to our previous financial statement for that in reference to material non-public information.
Could you tell me about your share structure? You also mentioned about your strategic partnership. If you are able to, you know, share about your shares outstanding, fully diluted key option warrants, but also any meaningful insiders or institutional ownership that you're able to share.
Yeah, so, you know, we're largely insider owned, led by myself as founder of the company, including our co-founder, Pablo Cortegoso. I believe as of recently, we're around 20% institutionally owned. And we have a very clean cap table, so there's no real resets on it, about 9.8 million shares outstanding, and a very clean cap table. We have some public warrants from the listing process, as well as a small degree of private warrants, and a really clean structure moving forward to this project finance. One thing important to note for your investors, as we move to the project finance piece, will raise investment at the asset level. So the large CapEx number of 500 million won't be necessarily dilutive to the public equity holders. We'll raise that project finance at the asset level.
Now, for those who don't know much about Oklahoma and just kind of what's there, if you can tell us about the jurisdiction a bit, meaningful infrastructure or kind of obstacles that you're needing to overcome. And then do you see any other risks that you're thinking through? And, what's the potential upside here?
Yeah, so we love our home in Oklahoma. We chose our site in Muskogee very carefully. The shovel-ready site is already connected to major highway, major rail, and sits along the largest inland waterway system in the United States, adjacent to Port Muskogee. So it's ideal for our hub and spoke model refinery. We're strategically located in the center of the country, which allows us to procure from anywhere. We're in a free trade zone. We're in an opportunity zone. So it has great infrastructure as well. There are two heavy lift cranes at the deep water port. We already have construction power. We've worked to deal with the local utility provider, OG&E, who is building a substation that will provide us all the operating power we need. We have will serve agreements for water, for natural gas. So very little in site infrastructure needs to be improved. The community approved a $27 million TIF or tax increment financing for infrastructure improvements in the area. So another reason we love it, Oklahoma, is the workforce. There's a strong, skilled workforce in Oklahoma, largely trained in oil and gas engineering, that can be cross-trained for lithium refinery. We're 40 minutes outside of Tulsa and about an hour and a half outside of Oklahoma City for a live, work, play perspective. We can draw upon those talent pools there in the local education system. We've been really welcomed by the Muskogee community and for the hundreds of high-paying jobs it will bring. So, now Stardust Power is really at an inflection point. We've spent the last couple of few years really moving the project along, continuing to de-risk it with engineering, with site acquisition, with commercial agreements for a supply, as well as a really strong offtake partner. And so we've largely de-risked our project in getting ready to build it. We all know how valuable the lithium space is, and producing lithium, battery-grade lithium carbonate in America is a very valuable proposition. So we're at a key time in our history where we're now able to accept institutional money for project finance and start building this. So largely de-risked and ready to move forward.
Roshan, if you can tell me about any meaningful neighbors and kind of your market cap and where you see the biggest disconnect and opportunity here.
Yeah, so, as of today, we're trading around a $45 million market cap. And, as we move to construction, investing the project finance into the project, it's another catalyst to the growth and potential catalyst to our growth in market capitalization. And of course, when we commission, when we have product coming off the line, that is a wildly lucrative opportunity. At the nameplate capacity of 50,000 tons per annum, and with, battery grade lithium carbonate trading at around $20,000 a ton, if not more, on the spot market, your viewers can see how lucrative that it can be. There's even a burgeoning premium on the lithium market for American manufactured lithium. The resilient supply chain, security of sourcing, gives us a potential premium to the traditional CJK spot market. So we see there is a potential for a lot of upside with the company.
Roshan, I'm looking at your presentation here, and you mentioned a little bit about your story, but investors want to see that, who you are and kind of the background you bring, the knowledge you bring, the track record of experience that you have or you have around you. Are there anything else that we should know about you, your history, your success, as well as, the teammates that you have to ensure that you guys have what it takes to get you guys through this next step?
Yeah, I mean, great question. The management team is an important consideration in any investment. And, that's what I think is a real point of differentiation with our team. We have a really strong team in execution as well as finance and other areas. So, as mentioned, as the founder, my background is an entrepreneur, investor at Vacasa Capital. We've done billions in dollars of transactions, made multiple investments into the lithium space. And so, that's the perspective that I come from, always with an investor perspective as a manager of investors' money and other pursuits. And we couple that with deep technical experience as well. As I mentioned, our co-founder, Pablo Cortegoso, is, one of the most respected names in the industry. Chris Solano, our chief operating officer, is the former CEO of an EPC company, so understands construction, MIT educated. He was also the former CEO of an extractive industry in oil and gas, so understands resources, understands how to build these things. Our senior project director, Randall Harris, is a construction expert, spending the last chapters of his history focused on lithium at previous endeavors. Ken Pittman come on as construction and subcontracts, and he's really worked on large infrastructure and energy projects around the globe, previously with NOM in Saudi Arabia. And then we also have good finance and operation teams behind them. So we have a really strong management team that is now focused on execution.
Roshan, that was helpful. I do want to ask kind of, for our investors, what kind of investors would best fit with Stardust Power here? I mean, you guys are already trading on the NASDAQ, which, and so I guess, are you looking for, is this a long-term play? Is this people looking for torque? And, where are you guys on the Lassonde curve and potential upside? And just kind of, is this, if you're going to tell me a little bit more about kind of what kind of investors would and should be excited about this project.
Yeah, and just like you, I'll make the disclaimer that I'm not here to give investment advice, and please refer to our public documents for any disclosure opportunities. But we see the opportunity for investors to participate in a lot of different ways with so many upcoming catalysts and definitive steps. So we see short-term growth opportunities as we move to FID and project finance and the start of major construction. We see a great value in long-term and medium and long-term investors as we construct this, continuing to deploy capital into the project that can create meaningful valuations. As a pre-revenue, pre-construction company, very difficult to value, but as we continue to increase our book value and move towards construction. And then we believe, the biggest inflection point of the company is when we commission, when we have product, that battery-grade lithium coming off our line and going to our offtake partners, we realize how valuable that is. There is a period of ramp-up after commissioning, so we can go to full capacity. And then we have the opportunity for building phase two, the second line of production, which would double our capacity to a total of 50,000 tons per annum. So there's a little bit for everyone. So there's some short-term opportunity and a lot of growth potential as well.
Roshan, how do people find you in terms of following your story? I know that we got a little brief taste here. It's been helpful for me, but if people want to learn more about what you guys do, what projects are going on and how they can follow your story. If you can give us the ticker one more time, the website, and any other way people can reach out to you.
Yeah, so we're NASDAQ listed, Stardust Power Inc., SDST. You can always find us on our website, stardust-power.com. And there you can sign up for our newsletter that we do quarterly, but we also give a lot of active updates. You can follow our page on LinkedIn, and we try to make the management team as accessible as possible and try connecting with us, and we always try to return messages as able, and watch great shows like this with Steve, and hopefully you'll hear about us again. But there's a lot of different ways to collect information.
Just one more time, Stardust Power. Check out the website. Do your own due diligence. You can reach out to Roshan, and follow their story just to do some your own research. But if you can reach out to Roshan with questions and follow their story, check out their website and their ticker on the NASDAQ. Roshan, thanks so much for your help, for introducing me to a company as yours and to give us more information and to follow your story. We're excited to certainly see what you guys will accomplish in the upcoming future.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be with you here today. Thank you for your time.